This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We have a new presidential administration about to take over, and many concerns have been expressed about energy policy. There are some, regardless of policy, who are looking to change their own energy future, just maybe provide an example that others may follow and bring about far less fossil fuel dependence and an increased demand for renewables. As you well know, Google has a strong and growing presence in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. At headquarters out in California, the company has challenged itself to have its entire global operations fueled by renewables by the end of this calendar year. How's that going to come about? Just as important, why is it coming about? Well, my guest this morning is calling in from California. Sam Ahrens serves as Google's strategic negotiator for data center energy, and welcome to WEMU, sir.
Thank you, David. Nice to speak with you.
It's been about a decade or so now since Google began investing in renewable energy. How did that decision come about to move in that direction as a company?
Well, it all started back in 2006, where we first made a commitment to be a carbon neutral company. And we reached that goal actually in 2007. But that wasn't, you know, where we were going to stop. We wanted to keep going from there and decided a few years later that we were going to try to get to 100% renewable energy, which is what we have announced just recently that we're going to achieve in 2017.
Well, if I have the numbers correctly, there are 13 data centers and more than 150 Google offices around the world. That requires roughly 5.7 terawatt hours of electricity to operate. What percentage of that consumption remains fossil fuel based at this point, with only 1 year left to go to meet your 100% goal?
Well, we're actually already on a run rate of 100% renewable energy for this year. So we just had about 1 gigawatt or 1,000 megawatts of renewable energy plants come online just in the past couple weeks. And those projects are now producing enough energy, you know, on a day-to-day basis that they are matching all of our consumption around the world, you know, day by day for this entire calendar year.
Now, as we talk about it, you know, it's hard to get our minds around 5.7 terawatts. The company uses a lot of energy in putting forth its product. To kind of paint a picture, it's Google as a company is using about as much energy as the city of San Francisco. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's a good benchmark, I would say.
Well, break it down for me. What percentage is solar at this point? How much wind and how much fossil fuels?
In terms of the renewable energy that we're producing, about something like 95% of it will be from wind, and about 5% or maybe a little bit more will be from solar. But we have 20 renewable energy contracts around the world. 18 of them are wind and 2 of them are solar today.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Sam Ahrens of Google about the company's plan to operate 100% on renewable energy by the end of the calendar year, and it looks like just about there. What exactly is the where is the renewable energy coming from? Are there company-owned installations, as you mentioned? Are you also using public utilities, private owner-operators? How does that all work?
So we have a variety of structures that we use. In some circumstances, we work with our local utilities, and we try to do that as much as we can. To create renewable energy purchasing programs for any customer, not just Google, actually. And we've done this with, for example, Duke Energy in North Carolina, where we have a facility. In other situations, in particular, you know, countries, like, for example, we have a data center in Finland, and the electricity grid and the electricity market in the Nordic region is quite deregulated, and anybody can be your supplier. There aren't sort of utilities like we have here in the U.S. And as a result, we can sort of sign up directly with the renewable energy facility to provide that energy directly to our data center. And then finally, the other structure we use, mostly in the U.S., is something called a power purchase agreement, or PPA. And this is basically a contract directly with the renewable energy facility that allows us to buy the power and then put it onto the same grid that we're consuming from.
And it comes out net neutral?
Exactly, that's right. The amount of renewable energy that we produce in a year will then be equal to the amount of energy that we consume from that grid in the same year.
As you look to make these agreements around the world, I would assume you try and sign some longer-term contracts because that would help stabilize the prices for you and perhaps for that region.
That's exactly right, yeah. You know, it's good for business when you have a predictable cost going out into the future. So, you know, volatility makes running a business difficult. And the nice thing about signing a long-term contract, and in some cases these are, you know, a decade or more, That lets you know what your energy price is going to be, and that's a major cost of the input to our business.
And in making a comparison, have you found that in making these longer-term purchases and these longer-term investments that it is cost savings to the company over what you were paying back when you were entirely dependent on fossil fuels?
Yeah, in some cases that's true from day one, and in other cases we believe that that is going to be true over the life of the contract. And the reason for that is because, you know, if you look at the cost of renewable energy over the past 5 or so years, solar has come down in cost by about 80%. 80%, I mean, it's really dramatic, and wind by 60%. And so that decline in price is what helps to make this so economically attractive to Google and other companies.
Now, you touched on this just a few moments ago, and I want to come back to it for just a moment. Do you find in the areas where you're making these commitments to renewables that it's helping shift the energy marketplace in those areas?
Yes, I think so. In a couple of different ways. So, for example, in a place like, you know, North Carolina, for example, where we did, we worked with Duke Energy to create a renewable energy purchasing program, or tariff as they call it, that has allowed multiple companies to get into the renewable energy game and, you know, makes a big impact there.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we continue this week's Issues of the Environment conversation with Sam Ahrens. Mr. Ahrens is Google's strategic negotiator for data center energy. Now, Google's just one of a number of tech companies that are striving for their 100% renewable goal. Apple is up over 90% renewable now. Why is it the tech industry is leading the way in this kind of initiative in America?
Well, I think that we look forward into the future, I think, at the tech industry, and we try to imagine the world as it might become, or as we hope that it will become, to make it a more efficient place, a more convenient place, and a more environmentally friendly place. And I think that this goes along with that vision.
Google is a massive multinational corporation with capital available for upfront investment. Is there something that smaller, locally owned businesses around the country can learn from you and perhaps implement despite much greater financial limitations?
Yes. I mean, I think that most businesses do interact with their utilities, of course, and purchase electricity as an important input. I think making your preferences known to your utility is the way to go. I mean, that's what we've been doing for years. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long time. But we have said repeatedly that, you know, renewables is important to us. We want to be environmentally friendly. We want to work with you, our utility, to make this happen. How do we do it? And, you know, to the extent that their utility already has a renewable energy program, which many do, businesses can sign up for that and start to reap the benefits.
Any concerns that there might be some recidivism when it comes to renewable energies with a new presidential administration coming into power?
You know, I think for us, this is a long-term goal that we set many, many years ago, and we are on this path, and we've made significant accomplishments. We're going to be 100% renewable in 2017, and so I think that's not going to change for us. I think, you know, additionally, the economics of where renewables have gotten to today are going to keep driving this forward even more into the future, regardless of what the policy may be.
I thank you for your company.
Well, thank you very much, David. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning was Sam Ahrens. He is Google's strategic negotiator for data center energy. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.